Please rise for the reading of the Gospel.
Be not afraid, sing out for joy, Christ is risen, alleluia. Be not afraid, sing out for joy, Christ is risen, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was trying to say to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me, who came before me, are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the Gospel of the Lord, the good news. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from the one true God who creates, redeems, and sustains us this morning and always. Amen. There is a lot to be said about our gospel text this morning, a lot to talk about. We could talk about who these bandits or thieves might have been. We can talk about what does Jesus mean when he says, "I am the shepherd," and then, "I am the gate." We could talk about how this conversation is the continuation of the conversation Jesus has with the Pharisees just after he has healed the man who was born blind. We could talk about a lot of things in this gospel text this morning. But I have something on my heart that I want to talk about with you today. Something I think is more important to me to give voice to this Sunday morning, this Good Shepherd Sunday morning. Something that is alive inside of me. I want to talk about Cheers. Yes, Cheers. The TV show Cheers. Now, many of you, I'm sure, remember Cheers in its heyday on NBC during prime time. Thursday nights, I think. Maybe it was Wednesday nights. Right? Cheers. I remember it most fondly when every night at home I would sit down at the kitchen counter and have a little bedtime snack. Because Cheers, as you may recall, would rerun after Carol Evans' nightly news at 10 o'clock. And before the Tonight Show, every night at 10:35, we would hear a little familiar note. A funny scene would play out in that bar room we all know so well. The door would open, and in would step George Wendt. And he would say, "Afternoon, everybody." And they would say, "Let's try that again." He would walk in and say, "Afternoon, everybody." And then Sam would say, "How's life, Norm?" And Norm would say, It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sam, and I'm wearing milk-bone underpants. Or maybe he would walk in and Woody would say something like, "What's shaking, Mr. Peterson?" And Norm would say, "All four cheeks and a couple of chins." And he would make a beeline down to the end of the bar, sit in his stool, and drink that beer that was there ready for him before he even sat down. And then we would hear those familiar strains, right? Oh. Anybody else feel their body just kind of instantly relax a little bit? Right? That show had a way of making you feel at ease. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the repetition. Maybe it was the timing of it. Certainly the jokes were good. Maybe it was that sense of community. That sense that Norm, whenever he walked in the place, everybody knew what to say, knew what he wanted. He could walk down, sit down, and it was just like every other day. There is something, I believe, inside of us that longs to be a regular. A regular. Someone who walks into a place and as soon as you open that door, they know what you want. They know what you need. They say your name right out loud. Norm. That's why we do this thing, isn't it? Right? Come here every Sunday, or maybe every Wednesday. We walk into the place. There's Sam to greet you at the door, right? There's Rick with a smart aleck comment, right? There's Randy with a fun fact to share with you, or a joke from Linda, right? There's Bonnie with something quick for you to do. There's Jane to give you a little sass as you walk by. Right? There's a friendly face around every corner to say your name and to welcome you in. I heard it once in an interview that the actress Mary Steenburgen watches Cheers every night as she goes to sleep. Now, I can relate to that, having had my bedtime snack each night watching Cheers. It's that familiar tune. It just sets me at ease and I am ready to just drift off to sleep. But I have reason to suspect it might be something a little more than that for Mary Steenburgen. As you may or may not know, Mary Steenburgen is married to Ted Danson. Ted Danson, who played Sam on Cheers. It's not just these familiar voices of these familiar characters that she hears, maybe, that help her ease into sleep and drift off to relax. Maybe it is also because it is the voice of her husband, even if he is playing another role, even if he is wearing a toupee to cover his bald spot to make that beautiful Sam Malone hair work for television. Maybe it is the voice of someone who loves her deeply and knows her well that helps her to be at ease. In our gospel text this morning, we hear Jesus talk about being the shepherd and what it means to be the shepherd. And he says, "The sheep know my voice. The sheep do not follow the stranger because they do not know the voice of a stranger, but the sheep know my voice and I know them by name." We have a God who knows us by name, that knows us as deep as anyone who is close to us would know, and even deeper still. In these stories of Jesus' appearances after his resurrection that we encounter throughout the Easter season, we hear a lot about the intimate ways in which Jesus shows himself to his followers. whether it is showing the wounds in his side and in his hands, whether it is breaking the bread, or whether it is in that beautiful scene in the garden where Mary Magdalene has run to the tomb, found it empty, been spoken to by this mysterious figure, turns around confused, bereft, amazed, and encounters a man who she believes to be the gardener, until the gardener says to her, "Mary." And she knows that that was no gardener, but Jesus. She says, "Rabboni, teacher." In the speaking of her name, she knows who her shepherd is. These stories that we read, we encounter, these intimate ways in which Jesus shows up in the resurrected form in the lives of the disciples, are the same ways God shows up in our lives. God who walks alongside us through the valleys of the shadow of death. God who walks alongside us and sets a table for us before our enemies. God who anoints our head with oil and fills our cup to overflowing. God who welcomes us in, calls us by name, and knows just what we need before we even say it out loud. This God, our God, calls us to do the same, and that is why we do this thing called church, called congregational life, called community, called being a group of regulars. Maybe it's been a tough day. Maybe you are wearing milkbone underwear, right? Maybe you're there here to celebrate the joys of your life. Maybe you are lost, confused. Maybe you are feeling alone. Well, that's why these doors are open. That's why Rick is there to share that smart aleck comment. That is why Jane is there to throw you a little shade as you walk in. That's why Darren is there to give you a tune. We gather here together in this place because we know a God who knows our name. And we want you to know that we know your name too. So as we settle in, as we breathe that sigh of relaxation as though we are sitting at home hearing the beautiful song from Cheers, as we look around this room at the faces of these other regulars joining us tonight, today, this morning, let us give thanks and know that this is a place where everybody knows your name, especially God. Amen.